My dear family, I have another message for you tonight. Something that I think is really, really important to our spiritual health and survival. And this is again the 24th of May, 2015. Excuse me, now it's the 25th of May. Okay. Guys, we've got to go deeper with our discernment. This is extremely important for our survival. There is a place within a place so deep and personal that no one can transgress it. It is your God space, your conscience, and not anything the enemy can penetrate. It's protected by the Lord. This is a holy place. And I need you all to cultivate your ability to hear from this place. There are many who have gone out with clever arguments against some of the most profound relationships we can have with God. I want to say that a clever person can use the scriptures to prove or disprove the same thing at any given time. They can pull up all the scriptures to defend their viewpoint, and another person with the opposing viewpoint can do exactly the same thing. We have to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves, or we're going to lose the relationship we have with our Lord. When you listen to a prophet and your heart begins to throb with fire and love for God, do you suppose that that prophet is speaking under the anointing of the Holy Spirit or in their own flesh? Can a person speaking from their flesh inspire the fire of God in your hearts? My sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. But then along comes a clever intellect to sow doubt in your mind about the authenticity of what you heard. And you, my dear ones, must have rock-solid discernment so that you cannot be swayed by clever arguments. These are tortuous times, and even the elect can be deceived. It's your responsibility to develop your perception from deep inside your God space, or you will be led astray by powerful people and lying signs. Because the Lord does not always send clever arguments. In fact, more often than not, it's His power working in us that bears witness that this is from God. Did Paul not say, "I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God." And the fire that burns in your heart when you listen to someone speaking, that's the power of God, the fire of the Holy Spirit driving you on into the depths of a relationship with the Lord. So there's great need for discernment here. Either you hear the voice of Jesus or you don't. And some are being tempted by clever arguments to deny what they feel and know in their heart is real. My sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. This is true discernment. To know what is true in the depths of your being and not let anyone steal it from you. There's no replacement for this kind of discernment. You can't reason it out in a discussion with human thinking. And people twist scriptures to fit their arguments will twist your thinking right out of reality and cause you to lose your blessing. This discernment has to be cultivated by intimacy with the Lord. It's something much deeper than the intellect, and you've got to have it if you're going to survive. So please, my dear brides, avail yourself of true discernment. Do not allow men to steal these things from you, but hide them deep in your heart. Do not give ear to the enemy who cleverly seduces with words of wisdom. You know in your heart what the voice of God sounds like. Cleave to him, and do not give the enemy opportunity to steal from you. My sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow.